You are listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor, a hardcore look at LOTRO from a casual point of view. A Casual Stroll to Mordor is brought to you by Typefrag.com. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get 25% off your first month. We're also brought to you by Doghouse Systems. Use the code 2MORDOR on checkout and get a $25 gift certificate to Jinx.com. Good evening and welcome to episode 134 of A Casual Stroll to Mordor. My name is Merrick.
I'm Gonstar.
And what did you do this week?
Dumb time, we went back into Grigan's Stair again. We were planning on doing the epic, but one of us wasn't up to the ridiculousness, which I don't blame him because I did it and it was horrible and I hate dwarves and Moria, so I am not passing judgment. but he did email and said he's ready for next week. So next week we're going to continue with the epic book, but this week we just went back into Grand Stair again. We found out that... You didn't have to be right next to the drum and the beast to do the drumming. So we were able to make a drumming conga line where, like, the next person was standing behind them and drumming on the person's butt. And then
I saw your picture. Yeah, that looked pretty cool.
And we're doing it. We're all laughing. And I think it was Hoppy who was like, "This is the best thing we've ever done." Not that we've beaten all the dungeons and our drumming on the butt conga line was the best thing we ever done. I was laughing so hard. It was very funny. But so next week, epic story. We did hard mode again this time. We were very close to beating it. We're just a little under leveled still. I guess just got a AoE thing that can like one shot kill a couple of us, and so we just don't have the like stats and such to stay alive yet.
Oh, that's all right.
We're still like, I think Hoppy is 58, but everybody else is 57 and lower.
Plus, I think that your gear suffers because I think this stage you guys are going through it much faster than they intended people to go through it. So your gear might not be as up to snuff as they expected people to be.
58, though. I have a set of crafted crit gear that Grim and Grumpy sent me. So I have that all set. And I also have, like, a second age dagger or some second age legendary something waiting for me.
Oh, yeah.
But I have to be 58 to use them. And I'm close. I think I'm, like, 3 bubbles away.
So. You know, I actually have probably the materials to make some second ages around that level. And I have like I don't know if I really have
any. How many do I need?
Well, 2, I guess. 1 weapon and 1.
I'll see what I got. Because I know I have a first ager as well, but I believe I have to be 60 to use that one. Someone sent me a first ager. Burglar thing.
Oh, that was very nice of him.
Yeah, but I can't use it. So, not yet anyway. Anyway, I also this week attended a play on Landerville put on by Vanwa Talieva, the Kinship. They were doing like the story of the elves. It was very cool. And I liked it not only because it was a good story and they had like costume changes and just and everything. But I also liked it because it wasn't just sit here and watch us do stuff and don't do anything. It moved. They would tell a story in one location, and then the actors would walk off, and then Fiona Nuala would say, "Okay, everybody follow me," and we'd all get up and walk to the next place, and then sit down and watch that stage of the story, which I thought was awesome. So,
very cool.
You're not listening.
I'm sorry. I was trying to find something out, and I got caught. I got caught. Okay. I apologize.
You get caught, and you never listen to me.
What?
Anyway, the play was awesome. So,
no, it sounds... You were really excited about it. I remember you were like, "I'm going to go to a play. I'm going to a play."
You were like, because last week we were talking about using my worn symbols of whatever. I logged in and you're like, "Send me your worn symbol of Celebrimbor." And I'm like, "I'm going to a play. I'm not doing this."
Oh, yeah. Did you ever send that?
No.
Okay. It's all right. I didn't get any time in game. Well, We'll discuss that.
Eric does not get to be a birthday prince. His birthday was yesterday.
I've been dethroned. I was dethroned yesterday anyway, so the baby hobbit is very tired of everybody having a birthday in front of her.
Well, she shares birthdays is what it is.
Well, yeah, but she's tired of people saying, oh, it's mama's birthday. Oh, it's Oma's birthday.
She shared a birthday with me. My mom
Uncle
actually
John John's birthday.
Brought her a present on my birthday.
Yeah. Oh, I don't care. I've never been real big on my birthday anyways. Maybe when I was younger.
Although technically, if we're going by what's on your birth certificate, today is your birthday.
I'm pretty sure the 30th was on my birth certificate.
It's not, because I do your taxes.
Oh, no, Social Security's got it wrong. I need to change that.
Yeah, that would be nice.
Because it throws you off.
I have no idea when your birthday is. I know it's the end of the month.
I was born on a day.
Well, the problem is that your birthday is so close to when I have to do taxes.
Yeah.
So I get confused.
It's all right. It just keeps it a mystery for the government, the man. Yeah. It's hard to nail
me down.
You're doing
it to stay underground.
That's right.
Yeah, it's okay. It's pain the tuchus is what it is.
No, I did get to do a six-man Roots of Fangorn, so that was good.
But that was a horrible transition. Nobody was asking you about what you were doing.
Oh.
Merrick, what did you do this week?
Poop. Well,
did you poop jelly beans?
No, I don't poop jelly beans. That'd be weird. No, I've been building a fort, pretty much. Pretty much all the evening has been taken. You are in charge of Baby Hobbit and the household, and I am outside with your dad and building a fort. We're almost done.
They could have been done today if they weren't lazy.
We were very slow today. I will fully admit that we were not in the fastest of motion today.
No, you only had a couple things to do today, and you got half of them done.
We were very slow. We are old men.
I was like, oh, my dad's already here. You guys are going to get it done today, and it'll be awesome.
We're so slow. We were very slow. We're both feeling it in our knees, and yeah. Well, that's what happens when you're old and out of shape.
It's almost done, though.
It is very much done.
I took a picture and put it on our Twitter feed, so you can find it there if you want to look at what it is. It's just missing the tarp on top of the fort.
Yeah, it's all handmade. Your dad did the plans for it. He's an engineer, so he did all the plans.
Yeah, he drew up a plan for it. We just went and bought the lumber and then cut it and nailed it and everything. It's ourselves. It's not like a kit you put together.
This thing is hardcore.
This thing is humongous. Like, if you look at the picture, at the top where the bar is and everything, I can stand fully upright straight. It's humongous.
It's at least 10 feet high.
No, I mean, like, if I'm standing in the fort underneath the pole.
Oh, really?
I can stand fully upright straight.
Oh, that's very cool.
It's humongous.
So that means it's like 5.
It's probably 6 foot tall.
I don't know. Yeah, it might be. Yeah, it's above my head, isn't it?
I don't know.
I think it is, because I helped put that up there, and I'm pretty sure your dad's crazy, though. Your dad was on top of the... Your dad has no fear of heights whatsoever.
No, he doesn't.
It's very disconcerting to watch.
He has no fear. He has no sense of danger, and that's why he's cut off his fingers, and that's why he's...
But no, that's pretty
that
much...
That part of his brain is turned off.
That has pretty much... wiped me out, and as many people in my kinship and that who spend time with me during the weekend or week can verify, I have not been up for very much and kind of out of touch of everything. But
I've been busy.
Yeah, but it's almost done. We finish tomorrow, and then
can't be all gaming all the time.
No, I'll be back in. I'll be back in gaming because that's where I belong.
Okay.
But
AS is it's big enough for a hippie to live in. Yes, I would think
it is.
It is big enough for a hippie to live in.
So I did the Roots of Fangorn, which is the new instance in the Great River area. Bri, Tara, Rorg, Kaelin, and somebody that I'm missing that I very much am sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, we all went in there. Ara, that's right, and me. So... Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We went in there. We died a couple times, but we got it done. And thank you, Tara, for switching to your captain so we could kind of always do the hardest way of tanking the end boss. And thank you, Kaelin, for switching several times. That was very nice of you to switch your traits up to kind of do that last boss. So It was a lot of fun. It was a very interesting instance. It is very poison orientated. Not sure I dig. I don't know.
What is the roots supposed to be? The roots of what?
It's called the roots of Fangorn.
Okay.
And it's all.
Well, you just put the roots in here, so I didn't know what that meant.
I had to go
that's
change
the new,
it.
The update six dungeon?
That's the six man. Yeah, that's the six man. I don't know if. I'm so behind. I don't know. I think that might be the only dungeon there.
Where is it?
It is in the southwest corner in Limelight. So.
So, yeah, it's the only new. There's only one dungeon.
Yeah.
So that's the new one that came.
That is the new one. Okay. It's Bryant says poison and wounds. Yep, very nasty, nasty wounds, nasty poison. Really unforgiving and real. It's interesting to see Turbine taking advantage of the larger morale pools that people have, and by increasing their dots by incredible amounts. And Krell, yeah, Krell says it's only U6 joint instance, so. It is, and that you know, that area around there is all got nemesis bosses walking around. Very, very, very dangerous. So, it's interesting. It's an interesting take on it. I'm not sure I'm thrilled with it, but I'd like to get a little bit more into Limelight, see what it's all about before I put final judgment on it. But
I heard it's Limelight.
Is it? Well, there, yeah, I know. I called it Limelight, too, when I first saw it. So, yeah, there are. Yeah,
I was talking with Imperius because I yelled at him at the end of that show. I was talking with him in game and he was saying that there's a Rush theme to the new.
Is there?
I don't know. I told him I hate Rush.
Yeah.
I had a friend who listened to Rush a lot.
She was joking with the Limelight. She knows it's Limelight.
Yeah, guys, come on. Please.
No. Yeah. Yeah, we were laughing because we both called it Limelight before. So, as I'm sure many people have, because you see LIM and you think lime, because
yep,
limes.
And then you think tequila. And then you think margaritas. And then you think happy.
Yeah, well, that comes when we go to Florida. That will be fun. And that's all I did. So, sorry to everybody that I put off or didn't show up for, but I warned you, building forts, it'll keep you busy.
Yeah, he's almost done, and then you'll stop hearing the complaints about it, hopefully.
I'll find something else to complain about.
Yeah, well, this one's getting old.
It's been a week.
It's been 2 weeks.
No, it's only been a week.
No, you've been doing it for 2 weeks. Last week we had the cookout with everybody.
Huh.
Hmm.
Okay. Whatever. No. Pretty sure it's only been a week.
No. We were talking about this last week and last Saturday as well.
Well, yeah, I know. But that makes it a week.
You were doing it earlier in the week. You guys put the posts in.
Okay, it's been over a week. All right. So why don't we go into Town Crier?
Okay.
And now, the town crier.
All right, this week we have a festival schedule that has come out.
Yes. So we were talking last week that the spring festival has been moved to after the anniversary festival. And we were all like, what does this mean for the rest of it? So Sapiens had a post this week talking about when, not actual dates, not like it's going to be on such and such date, but like just time frames of when these festivals will show up, which is good to see. I'm happy to see this.
Yeah, it's nice.
So we know April is going to be the anniversary festival. April 24th is the actual anniversary date for Lotro. May is going to be the spring festival. July, now listen closely, Farmers Festival.
Farmers Fair.
Farmers, new festival.
It is a new festival. Are you excited about this?
Yes. Farmers Fair.
I think you just
don't you say it. Don't you say what I just gestured to you.
I was put in my place.
I told him he was number one. Farmers Fair, a brand new festival that's coming out, and we don't really know anything about it, although in the comments, I want to read this because it's something I didn't know because I'm not walking around in the lower level arrows anymore. But let me look. Where is this? Korth writes, I'm quite sure the Farmer's Fair will take place at Sanson's Farm and Farmer Maggot's one.
Oh, that's interesting.
Why? Because if you've recently gone to those arrows, you have noticed the entering festival chat messages that started to pop up a while ago. So that's interesting. So that makes sense.
Why not make there's? I mean, that's one of the farms. Deeds. There's farms all over.
There's farms in Bree that they could use. There's the vineyards in what's it, my butt, Elf area. It could kind of be a farm.
Yeah, I would say. Well, yeah, that'd be interesting. Do you think to have a festival that doesn't span all those three regions? That'd be kind of interesting. Although. Bree has the Bree fields, so you have the Bree farms. I've already said we have the Bree.
There's farms in Bree. There's the Thornley's farm or whatever it's called.
Right.
Or work site or whatever it is, but it's a farm. There's farm fields all around it. There's that, because you go in there and you kill those, the bandit things in the field.
It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I think the last new festival... Well, Yule Festival, wasn't it? The last new one? I mean, it's kind of revised.
It's the last revised one, yes.
The newest one was the spring, was it? The one that didn't exist before, or was that a revised too?
What do you mean? Spring's always existed.
Well, with the shrew stomping and everything.
Oh, well, yeah, they did add the shrew stomping, but I don't think that one's the latest one.
Okay.
I think the shrew stomping is a bit older. I don't know. I want to say that Winter Home was the last one that was revamped.
Okay.
So this is brand new. Although if you count, they've been adding little things. Like there's the beer brawl, and they've added the buried treasure event. It's not a festival, but they've been adding little things like this. So anyway, this is a brand new festival. Of course, we'll create a guide for it when it comes out, but we don't know really much about it at all right now. We're just excited.
We know. Yeah, we just know what y'all know. So that's all we know.
Well, Hobbit Meister also mentions that Bree has Staddle, which is all farmland.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun to see what goes on. I look forward to a farmer's fair.
And let's see. August is going to be the summer festival, so that's moved out because it's usually in June. So June doesn't have anything in it, it looks like. October is the fall festival, which is normal. I think that's average time of starting.
So what do you think? Do you like the schedule? Do you think that this is a pretty good...
Active schedule. Well, it looks like they're trying to do like just a little something that, you know, because our festivals, except for the Yule Festival, which is like a month long, but most festivals are only like a week or so, a week and a half maybe. So this is a good mix. So we have like a week of doing just fluff, fun stuff, at least once a month, it looks like, except for June and September.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. That sounds like a good, sounds like a very active middle of the year. But do you think... Now, I'm not trying to complain. I'm just trying to throw this out there. What do you think about, I mean, Yule is usually around December-ish, right?
Yeah.
Do you think that this kind of sets up some large gaps in between these?
No.
In between, well, I'm thinking specifically like Yule Festival and the Anniversary Festival. It seems like they have a bunch of festivals right in the middle and then like
Well, Yule Festival gaps. Goes until like... mid-January, and by then we're all sick of festivals.
I'm not. Yeah, well, that's true. It might be a nice break.
If they're going to do it the same as last year, but...
I'm not trying to complain. I'm just trying to discuss more. Well, they can come up with other
stuff. I don't know what they're going to do.
Feel like that's a lot of work for them.
I don't know. I'm happy with it. I think I'm excited for it.
Obidum says that you want festivals 24/7.
Yeah, because I don't need to get other stuff done. Nope. That would be like Merrick's worst nightmare. Be like, hey, why don't you come heal for me? No, I'm really working on my festival.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happens. That's all right. As long as you're happy.
Yep. And then I'm going to a play.
So what you like. All right. We also found out that character transfers are unavailable.
Mm-hmm.
We received an email from Tosca of Riddermark. One morning saying that character transfers appeared to be closed. Sapience responded that due to a technical issue...
This is not a Sapience
problem. Oh, it's not a Sapience.
What this is, you know, Tosca said that she attempted to move her hunter from Arkenstone to Riddermark And but I got an email back saying the transfers were suspended across all worlds. That was her words, not mine. She said that's what the email said.
Oh.
Now, I didn't hear anything about this, and I was checking. I get up like, oh, dark 30. And when I got this email, I went and looked, and I looked at the FAQs and looked at the forum sticky, and no information about the character transfers being down was available. So I just wrote her back, and I said, I don't see anything. I don't know why it would be down. And she wrote me back later that afternoon with a link to a forum post where it was in the account support. I don't think it ended up in the dev tracker. I'm not sure. But it was from the 26th, so it was like a Monday, I think it was.
Okay.
And it said that due to a technical issue, LOTRO character transfers have been disabled until further notice. Requests can still be submitted and will be processed in the order they were received once the issue has been resolved. Now, well, I don't know because I haven't requested anything, but it sounds like they're not receiving requests because she got an email back saying that her transfer is not going to happen. So,
oh, well, hopefully she wasn't charged.
No, they don't charge you until they actually do it.
Okay, good.
So she won't, no money transfers until they actually do it. So she hasn't been charged, but it's still kind of like, I don't know, it seems kind of odd. There was also a comment on our Facebook who someone who said that he requested a transfer back in early February. I think he said February 8th, and he got an email back with the same thing saying it's, His transfer request was canceled and it's not going to happen because they're having problems. So this has been a problem. I don't, you know, they could have fixed it and then it's rebroke.
Right.
You know, I don't know. But it almost looks like this has been down for a while. They're just kind of just now saying, okay, we need to tell people not to transfer. They did update the FAQ with this note. So the information is there. And that's where you would go to get the link to submit your request. I wasn't brave enough to actually submit a request because I don't want to move any of my characters. It's like I submit it and then I cancel it right away.
Oh, no. Wait. No, I was just kidding. I was just checking something.
I just wanted to see. So anyway, character transfers are unavailable. The good news is that they're not doing it due to like population control. Like before, they had locked down the big servers to make sure that people didn't transfer onto them. So this is not anything. This is just a technical glitch that they need to work out. So.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. That sounds kind of weird. So it's maybe we'll get a response sometime soon. That would be nice.
Sure. So yeah, there was no information in the post. It just said that it was down.
It's kind of a paid service, and it's one of your premium services.
And you can use it. You can pay with turbine points now too.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. Hopefully, we can get a blue post on it sometime.
I want to say it wasn't long ago that Katani told me she moved. Her captain.
Yeah, she moved her captain over. I know she moved her captain over because she was working on it the other day. Mm-hmm. I wonder if it is intermittent then. Well, hopefully they'll get that fixed and or at least discover what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Bull Roar Took screenshot contest winners were released this week. And pretty nice.
I know, some of these are funny. Orkfo cracks me up, his face.
Orkfo cracks you up?
Hymne of, Cosmetic Lotro, she won the Wearing the Green. All her screenshots are gorgeous, but the screenshot is exceptionally gorgeous. It's beautiful.
It is very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So. And, yeah, I think that's Limelight right there, from what I have briefly seen of it.
Who?
In Wearing the Green.
In Hymne's?
Yeah, Hymne's, with the Ents around her.
Well, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's very good. She did a really good job. Just perfect. Right in that shaft
like
of light
a nice
behind
glade.
Her. And
yeah,
something.
It's
yeah.
beautiful.
It's very good. And you said you liked Orkfo.
His face is funny.
Yeah. And Life in the Shire is pretty normal. Yep. Carrying the bees, running from a big old bear.
That's how it works.
Seems, brings back some nice little memories for me. And then the brew. I like the dwarf on the ground underneath the... yeah, it works out well. So go check them out. They're very cool. And congratulations to all the winners. Mm-hmm. Hymne, Blocken, Pedlar, and Baldurinus.
Baldurinus is what it says. Oh, funny.
Good night, San Francisco.
Stay classy. All right, this week in store news. What is the weekly store sale?
I don't know. My link won't work. Does the link work for you?
No, it's not working for me either. It's there, but it's not working.
I'm confused.
Why did you do this?
Here, I'll do it like the old-fashioned way. Why? What's wrong with it?
There is a bracket there. And then...
So we can't figure it out?
No, I figured it. Yeah. Apparently, it's too stupid.
What? Why?
Bracket!
I don't know what to do.
There's too many brackets. All right, so what is the free sample that's going on this week?
Free sample is plus 25% mark acquisition. So this boosts the amount of skirmishes you'll get in a skirmish. It only counts capturing control points, fending off counterattacks, saving defenders, and completing encounters. It doesn't like count for like bartering or stuff like that. So quest rewards, deeds, blah. You can also get this with Destiny points, although Destiny points might be a little bit of a scarce commodity these days, so I don't know if you want to use it.
Yeah.
But VIPs can buy this same service with Destiny points. You can get it for free this week with coupon code MAR657.
I'll give them this one because it's close to Mark.
Oh, I was thinking March.
Mark acquiesces. Oh, I bet you it is March. All right, if it's March, you fail.
It's close enough. Okay. At least, like, something you can remember. Mar.
And if you're going through some of those skirmish raids that I know a lot of people are doing, hey, why not pick this up and get a couple more marks? It can't hurt.
Yeah. Pineleaf doesn't use them, but Pineleaf does enough skirmishes to not need these.
Well, I've heard that Turbines actually asked Pineleaf to stop getting marks because he is creating a shortage for the rest of the world.
They only have so many to give away.
There's only so much, and he has 10 billion. That's not fair. What else is on sale? Or what is on sale, I should say?
Cosmetic outfit slots are on sale. Now, the post and the advertisement in-game both say 20% off, but when I hope it's still there, but when I went in to buy it, it was 25% off, an extra 5%. Which is awesome.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So I actually, I did this on Thursday. I was like, I was going to that play and I was like, I don't have anything. I don't have any of my cosmetic slots that has a dress in it. What the heck? So I needed another one so I could have, you know, all my fighting gear outfit looks and then a dress for a party. And so it was on sale for 25% off. Now, there was earlier this week, you might have missed it because it's already expired, but there was a 30% off coupon code. So I used the 30% off coupon code with the 25% off bonus. I got 47% off. I got this for 260 turbine points. It was awesome. I also, at the same time, bought my barter wallet because I am a saver and I waited for a sale. So I got my barter wallet and a cosmetic outfit slot for less than the cost of a premium wallet.
I was very jealous when I heard that you had done this.
Super deal Thursday.
You and your coupon.
I was so happy.
This is how excited she gets about coupons.
I was so happy. I had been waiting for the barter wallet. I knew I really wanted it, but I was like, no, I'm going to wait for a sale. And I got a good one. So I was happy.
Congratulations. That was actually very thrifty of you.
Thank you. And then you were like, you've got so many turbine points. Why do you care? I care. Now I can buy more things.
Ooh, legendaries. Oh, we'll get to that. Yeah. That's actually
cosmetic
very cool.
And cosmetic dyes are on sale. They're 20% off, although you have to use a coupon code CDC324 in order to get the... They're not marked as on sale in the store. You have to use a coupon code to get them.
I just like when they do stuff like that.
I did the math on this. It is actually 20% off. It's not like a sneak of the 25 like the other one is. Yay for new clothing. Just all I ask is that you visit Darzl's Lotro crafting guide first to make sure that the item that you're looking to purchase isn't something you can easily go get from a vendor or from a festival or something that's super easy to obtain and save some turbine points for things that you actually did. Actually can't get, you know, store exclusive stuff.
Right.
Especially. Or if it's just like, you need to be... kindred with this faction, which for me equals never going to happen. I might as well buy it in the store. So the important thing to know is you have a coupon code for this. There's 20 per account, so you can use it over and over. It's only active until April 5th, and it'll apply to cosmetic clothing, dyes, cloaks, etc. That's the only thing that it'll work for. And finally, we have legendary slot unlocks. These are listed as 20% off. But again, I found them in the store. They are actually 25% off. I took a screenshot of it to prove that I saw it for that. So they're actually 25% off. So you can get an extra 5% if you buy them this week, which is not a bad deal. I mean,
no.
Instead of getting them for 236 turbine points, you can get them for 221.
Okay. I would like some more. So
more what?
Well, having alts, one of the things that I really find that comes in useful is having the legendary slots unlocked. So it's kind of one of those things that I like to unlock, especially if it's something that I'm going to, a character class that I'm going to be playing. So, wow. And it's kind of one of those bummers because it's like, oh, now I got to do this. Do I really want to unlock this? So picking up on sale definitely can't hurt.
Yeah.
So
I'm I don't think we've seen it more than 20% off before. So 25% off is a good deal.
Yeah, definitely.
And you got turbine points for your birthday, so.
I did. I don't really want to spend it on this.
Okay. I'm not telling you what to buy.
That's I know. But it is a good time to buy. All right. And then moving on.
We had a bunch of free dye coupon codes show up this week.
Huh. You think they're trying to encourage the use of them, or maybe like remind people that there are dye in the store, or that
I think that what they're doing is trying to get people to follow their different social networks, because the black was on Twitter, the green was on Facebook, the green was on Google Plus, the red was on Facebook.
Clever.
I had to keep monitoring all of them, because as soon as I saw the one on Twitter, I was like, okay, the rest of them are going to show up, and I actually was refreshing. I saw the red last night, but I couldn't get to, we were busy with Merrick's birthday. I didn't get to post it until this morning.
That darn Merrick.
He ruins everything. But these are for single dye pots that you can find in the store. They won't work for anything other than the color that they're listed for. The black coupon code is dye, DYE923. You can get Ranger Green. No other green will work. It has to be Ranger Green. It's dye, DYE312. And red is dye, DYE979.
Okay. Well, yeah, there you go. You don't have to go to their social networks. All you need to do is listen to Casual Soul Tomorrow at 9:00 PM.
Or you can just,
Eastern Standard Time.
I posted them all on our blog.
Yeah, all you have to do. That's right. Just follow Casual Soul Tomorrow.
I posted them all on the blog. And I also added links to the top three cosmetic blogs, the Cosmetic Lotro, Lotro Stylist, and Lotro Fashion. I posted links to their color categories that corresponded with the free color that you were getting.
Ooh.
So you could find some inspiration.
Nice little extra step there.
Thank you.
Good job.
I go above and beyond.
You do. In CSTM news, and Dang has a top 10 changes to PvP that you might want to take a look at. I think I like his number 10 because this is something we had kind of thought about when we were talking about his boss drop the next week, or and when we had gone into the delving ourselves with him. The delving boss drops were bad before update 6. Now they are terrible because because the currency didn't get replaced with anything. So they don't have any reason to go in there. It's just kind of like, you want to go into the delving of 4? Sure, I've got time to kill. Yeah, that's disappointment.
For no reason?
Yeah.
There's no reason to.
I do believe that people had brought that up beforehand, and I guess they just didn't have a good answer.
So that whole section just does nothing.
Yeah.
For players, anyway.
So what this is it's just an overall look at the changes that came in at update 6, and overall, he seems like he's kind of disappointed in some of them, and these are the top 10 things that he thinks are missing or need to be adjusted. So, yeah, take a look. And if you have any input, if you're a PvPer, you can feel free to add to the list by putting a comment at the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my suggestion.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead. You're going to say something.
We also see the return of lead side day with a great river, level 75.
We had lead last week too, honey.
Right, but the
apparently
side...
Apparently you erased all of last week from your brain.
No, but I'm saying the side day. Return of the lead side day.
Yes, he did the great river, which is a level 75 zone. He goes over the hubs. He goes over the deeds, which is very useful because most of the deed sites like Bergzerk and such aren't updating anymore.
Yeah.
So this has a list of all the deeds in the new Great River region. Very useful if you're trying to complete the deeds in there or making sure that you got them all for if you're like looking for turbine points. So I recommend it. Go.
I do too. No, this is something that I have to agree with you wholeheartedly. The best, if you are looking for a list out there, I think the best one is probably on Tentum Hammer, but note that their list was made before the Moria deed changes, so their Moria deeds are kind of out of alignment, but most of the other landscape ones are on par. So I was really glad that he put this in there, because with the cap going up, I would rather do Great River deeds than... Going back to some of the old...
Yeah, you're already playing around in that zone. You might as well do something that's challenging and on level and not just, I'm going to watch Netflix while I kill gray things.
Right, exactly. And I got to say, most of these deeds are actually more reasonable. Like, I would rather do Spider Slayer Advanced, unless that's in Limelight, because those are all, like, elites or a nemesis
and higher.
Well, if
it's a spider, isn't it just any spider counts?
Yeah, any spider counts. But yeah, but like defeat 175 spiders, I would rather do that than like
420 or whatever they are.
Sure as heck would.
Sign me up.
So thank you very much for doing this, Alpha.
Yes,
always appreciate it.
And also on CSDM news this week, Merrick had a birthday. He's officially older than me again.
Yay! That always makes her happy, actually.
It does. And I have to say, Riffalo on, we have a My Middle Earth group there. I don't know if everybody knows that, but if you go to mymiddleearth.com, you'll find a group for Casual Stroll to Mordor. And Riffalo on there made a video of Merrick.
Oh my gosh.
Dancing. He put his Merrick's face on there with Frodo and... Gandalf and Gimli and Gollum, who's there, all on Chippendale dancers dancing. It's hilarious. I showed it to Merrick this morning when I found it, and he was like just staring at it and going, "What? Why are you showing me this?
Who is that?"
And I'm like, "How are you not recognizing your own face?" I go, "Okay, come here, get closer. I'm gonna play it again and see if you notice something."
No, you actually told me that my face was on there.
Yeah. So, and the thing is, Baby Hobbit was like, it's Daddy. Like, she got it right away.
She's way smarter than I am.
Yeah. She's smarter than everybody. She's almost three.
All right. Yeah, it's actually very funny.
I thought it was very cute.
Thank you very much. Thank you. That was like some extra effort you didn't have to do.
I know.
So thank you very much for doing that. I appreciate it.
In community news, I just wanted to do a quick brief mention that Cosmetic Locho has reached their first blogiversary. Happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary!
The world is a better place with you in it.
And you know who else is going to be having an anniversary?
Who?
Lotro Academy will be hitting their 50th episode this weekend.
This weekend? Yeah. Oh, congratulations!
Yeah. Brannick actually invited us to be on it, but unfortunately, Fort and Baby Hobbit. Which
and
he others
life.
And life. So, if we had hurried up, maybe we could have done it.
Yeah, if you actually like did your work for the day and had it done like I expected it.
Yeah. But we were slow.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations, Brannick and Mystery and
Caldair, I think it is.
Caldair, yes. So thank you, Caldair. Yep. Thank you very much. We appreciate it. You guys are awesome and very much belong in the Lotro community.
Yes,
so
we're happy to have you as the podcasting neighbors.
Oh, and I will. Corrine. Yep, Corrine. Thank you, Brennan. I'm sorry. I don't want to
say. Are there Quarain?
Yeah, I don't want to say his real name because I know that's what I think of him because of Skype. So I don't want to.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, don't say that.
So I also want to throw out that Silver Crow, and yes, I'm adding to these to the notes so you don't know.
Okay.
Silver Crow has also been starting to stream on Twitch TV, some of the Lotro stuff, including some of our latest raids. So that is on Twitch.tv/JesseJin.
He's streaming who's yours?
Yeah, some of the Lotro raids that we start. I think
Council
starting
of the Secret Fire stuff.
Yeah, Council of the Secret Fire stuff.
Interesting.
I think he started last week. So
excellent.
Very cool. And I have to watch my potty mouth.
Oh, do they record the Ventrilo Chat too?
Yeah, he is doing Ventrilo Chat too.
I usually don't talk in Ventrilo Chat.
It's not so bad when I actually have to press a button because I usually don't.
I like hearing people, but I don't want to interrupt people, so I usually type. I feel like I'm always talking over people. Besides, I talk to people all the time. They know what my voice sounds like. It sounds like this.
Okay. So, all right. I think that's all we have. What is the weekly poll?
Last week's poll was, what do you think about the Great River content so far? We had 957 voters on this poll. 36% said they haven't tried it yet. That's me.
I've been in there and I did a couple of stuff. I saw a lot of quests that I hadn't picked up when I was running through it to get the entrance point for the Roots of Fangorn.
We had to go do that. I probably should go do that so that if someone asks me, I'm not keeping them up. I always do that. And I'm like, oh, you want me to go to Drydock? I've never been.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, 23% say that they're loving it. 21% give it a thumbs up. 12% say, I'm okay with it. 4% say that they love the bacon. 2% say, I don't like it. 1% say other, and 1% also said thumbs down. So, general overall feeling, it looks like people like it.
That's good to know.
Yeah, and people like bacon. That's good.
I love bacon. Bacon's awesome.
Bacon's very good. How can you not like bacon?
Yeah. Next week's poll is, how often do you make an attempt to help lower-level kinmates? A hand. I didn't read that right.
Well, maybe I typed it wrong.
All right. How often do you give them a hand?
Maybe if you got up at 5 a.m. to do this, you would have typos too.
Oh, but honey, I'm lazy.
I know. I can't even get you up at the time that I need to get you up.
I know. That's crazy. I don't even hear the alarm anymore. It's bad, guys. It's really bad.
And then I have to finally yell at him. Get out of bed.
Yes. But at least I stopped crying. Baby Hobbit still does that.
No, Baby Hobbit doesn't cry anymore.
Oh, it's just me?
She's just as like you, though. She's just like, ah.
Yeah, that is and my I'm noise.
Like, okay. I got the two of you. Neither of you will get your butt up. I don't want to be up, but I did it. Time to go. No. Both of you. Irritating every morning.
It's a good thing we're cute.
Yeah, that's why I keep you around. Also, you lift heavy things and open jars.
That is true. I do that.
Do-do.
Right. And I say do-do.
You do say do-do, which always makes me laugh. do-do.
All right, so let's go ahead and raise your glass. Always a poop joke on this show.
Yeah.
Everyone, please, raise your glass with me.
Rabbitses of Winfolo says, hey, this is Rabbitses Starkfoot the Bold of Faramir's Army on the Winfolo server. I'm just emailing because I would like to know where I can get one of those awesome shirts that Merrick is wearing in the picture of his birthday post. Thought I heard you had a store on the site. I can't find it. Woe is Rabbitses. Thanks. P.S. Love the podcast. You guys rocks. Well, you guys can thank Saul Zance for ruining the store.
Yeah, we got told that we had to take it down because of Mordor.
We at one time discussed getting a logo that just says CSTM. We will discuss that further. And
but then we can't put our like a website on it because Mordor's in the
We're putting the dang website. We have the URL.
If they I'll wanna, be like, what? It's one word.
If they want to, if they want to pay us $1 billion for that, which they have, then they can buy the domain.
We didn't from make it. Any money off of those T-shirts. We had them marked down at like the lowest we could because we just wanted. We were just tickled to see people wear them. That's what the idea was. We just wanted people to wear them,
and, right?
So it's not like we were. Like they're like we're taking down your thing, and I'm like whatever.
Yeah, seriously, I think the last PAX when I had one made, I had to visit 2 or 3 different sites because they kept denying it because of Salzans and copyright stuff. But then finally somebody's like whatever. Here you go. So if you keep trying,
finally you'll find somebody who don't care.
Yeah, we'll discuss it.
Yeah, but we'll see if we can just make something, or someone wants to submit some, if you are an artist, which we are not.
Yeah.
And want to send us something, it has to say CSTM on it, though. I can't say.
CSTM, don't put anything that has, like, any, if it's a name that appears in the book, we can't use it. So.
Yeah, we can't do anything that belongs to the turbine either, so no screenshots. It has to be, like, original.
Yeah, original stuff. Art. So, it can be themed, though.
It can be themed, yeah. Yes.
All right. On to the next one. Do you want to read the next one?
QL writes, I have a question about the landscape soldier. If you dismiss your skirmish soldier, does the time keep counting down? For example, if I use the landscape soldier for 1 hour and I had a total of 3 hours, after I dismiss him, do I still have 2 hours left?
Yes, you do, actually.
Easy answer. Even I knew this one. Yes, it's if you dismiss it or if it gets dismissed because you go into a city, for example, the timer shuts off. It's not going to go away. It only counts when the skirmish soldier is actually out with you.
Yes. When you're not, yeah, on the landscape. If you go into a skirmish and then you bring it out, it doesn't count.
Exactly. So, okay.
Megalus.
Karen writes, casual stroll to the place where the little guy dropped the circle in the fire. In the
fire. That's awesome. That's awesome, Karen. Thank you. All right. Megalus of Crick Hollow writes, about an hour ago, from the point of starting this message, I had an epiphany while thinking about gaming. Most people will probably roll their eyes when they hear this, but it is a valid point. How is it that a player can report another player for an offensive and or abusive behavior only to come across a rude NPC somewhere down the line and be just fine with the NPC insulting them, but not with another player insulting them in the same way? It stands to reason that if a developer is allowed to program an NPC in the Entmore to verbally abuse and even go as far as to threaten a player, then how is it that Turbine can punish a player for verbally abusing another player? I understand that if a player goes so far as to threaten physical harm to another player, the situation shouldn't be glossed over, but to program an NPC to ruthlessly dehumanize you every time you right-click on them, even if your character isn't human, is hypocritical at the very least. If Saruman was programmed to walk up to your character, spit in its face, and call you dirty, rotten filth, the player base would be ecstatic. But if a player would do the same thing using their character, they would get reported. I'm personally sick of hearing those 4 or 5 phrases from the orc NPCs and wish that Turbine would ban the accounts of those quest givers at Dar Gazag. I just wanted to give you some food for thought, Megalus level 56 Rune Keeper of Crick Hollow.
Well, I think that the main issue here is not that rude stuff is happening, is that when it's happening to a player, it's not an RP style. It's more, I'm going to find you and murder you.
Right.
It's a personal threat more than just, get over here, filth. Because if a player said that to me, I would be like, oh, he's role-playing with me. I wouldn't think, he actually thinks I'm filth.
Right. I would also have to take a look in the books, because I know in the movies, the orcs were constantly going, come on, maggots, and stuff like that. But I don't know if that was actually
right, in the books. But the thing is that that's an in-character thing.
Yeah.
That's what the orcs should be saying. If the orcs were saying, sunshine and lollipops, here, go to work, you stinky orcs.
I said that song. They
would be fine. And you would be like, what the poop is going on here?
Right. Yeah.
But that's the NPC, to put it simply, the NPC is role-playing. Now, if somebody else was role-playing in the same fashion to me, I would not have a problem with it. It's the other things that they say that will cause me to, report them.
Right. I agree with you. Yeah. As much as I hear what you're saying, Megalus, And I do give you kudos on bringing it around this point.
It's thinking out of the box. Yeah, it's thinking
out of the box. I think that it's more of it's meant to be an RP style, and maybe something that would be nicer would be able to expand those phrases. Because I kind of get what he's saying. Not so much from the threatening and demoralizing, whatever, than that. But yeah, you know, it would be nice. More than four or five phrases when you click on a dwarf or an elf or an orc or something like that. Maybe expand their vocabulary a little bit.
Yeah, so. They do repeat the same things over and over. I'm completely with you on that. They can get a little original and be like, really? I'm filth? Got it. Oh, I'm a maggot? Fantastic. Moving on.
Yeah. All right.
They can learn some new things.
They could. It would be nice. All right. So player achievements this week and player achievements. Kenyon of Firefoot writes, hello, my runekeeper just hit 45 moments ago. Now I'm wandering around the gates of Moria looking for my first legendary weapon. I have already checked out the doors of Moria. It looks just amazing. Just as amazing as I imagined it from the books. I've also begun leveling a lore master. He is fun and completely different from any class that I have played. As you can tell, I have a thing for light armor classes that do magic. Ooh, that's a little bit of a lore contention for some people. It's not officially magic, I think, considering that's what in that
it's
what
it's magical.
It is magic, though. It's magic. Just don't ask Turbine. That's all I've got to say for now. Leader, founder of the Warriors of Eriador, Finlod Kinyon of Firefoot. P.S. I would like to say hello to all my kinmates of Firefoot, and special thanks to co-founder Virok, who has been the same level as me since level one. All right, awesome. Well, congratulations on getting your runekeeper to 45. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And seeing seeing the Gates of Moria, epic.
It was very awesome. It's excellent. It was awesome.
Moriel of Landerville writes, this week I finished volume one and hit level 65. Why did no one tell me the cloak you get for completing the volume is just as pretty as the horse? Now I'm off to help the people of Dunlin. Moriel Silver Arrow, the Council of the Secret Fire on Landerville.
Yeah, nobody ever talks about the cloak. They always talk about the horse.
That gray horse.
I don't know about the cloak. I don't talk about it because I've never seen it. Because I never have completed volume one.
He doesn't know what it is either.
Wah, 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 wah. Kazran writes, on Elendilmere, all of my little clan have now joined Pathfinders. A very, very fine kinship. My two 75ers are Finulos, the hunter, who desperately needs work, and Tolkien, spelled T-O-L-K-Y-Y-N, very clever, my guardian. And he's still exploring the Great River, wishing he could gain XP for all his efforts. Among my younger folks, Winnie the Mini, haha, that's clever, is now 42 and exploring the snowy peaks of Misty Mountains. The other four are cooling their heels between Rivendell and the Trollshaws. Everyone is having fun and attempting to avoid those recovery circles. We picked up more lockboxes too. I'm an official altaholic now. Well, welcome to the group.
And Adenorod. You say it.
Adenorod.
That's what I just said, isn't it?
I think so.
We both tried. We both failed. Of Alinda Mill writes, I finally got 4 out of 6 of my Drygok pieces. Not getting any more. And I did my first Tower of Orthanc run in the Fire and Frostwing as a secondary tank. It was loads of fun. My other alt, Lore Spark, is now trying to get a few legendary pages. Is going to start Angmar.
Ooh.
And
Adenorod.
Adenorod of Elendilmere of Sanctuary.
All right. In closing, we'd like to thank the following people for their reviews. Christopher A.
Heffindil of Rittermark, and he purposely left out his surname because the last time I read it, we screwed it up.
Horrible.
And Pandora Violet.
And we'd like to thank the following people for their donations.
Nicholas F. Thank you, Nicholas.
Thank you very much. So how can people contact us if they would like to do so?
You can visit our blog at casualstrolltomordor.com. We welcome your email to podcast@casualstrolltomordor.com or leave a voicemail at 520-261-CSDM-2786. We're available to follow on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+, and we put all kinds of silly stuff in there. It's not just our blog stuff.
So oh, yes. Very silly stuff.
You can leave us a review on iTunes or on the Zune Marketplace, and we'd really appreciate it. You can listen to us live every Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern on Middle Earth Network Radio. And if you want to find out more about that, go to casualstrolltomordor.com/live.
Yep. So thank you, everybody, for downloading, streaming, tuning in, listening to us banter and talk about forts and how we're tired of talking about forts and how I'm number one in Golden Star's heart.
It's true.
It's been a very long week, and thank you very much. I don't know if we're going to be broadcasting next week.
Yeah, we are going to be on vacation, and we're leaving Friday night, so we probably won't even be anywhere that we can broadcast next week.
Yeah, we might attempt to do, not next week, but the week after, but don't hold us to it.
Yes.
We will let you know on the blog, though, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so have a good night, everybody. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
See you next time.
See you next podcast.
Yeah, there you go.
You've been listening to A Casual Stroll to Mordor. For more information, go to www.casualstrolltomordor.com or visit us on mymiddleearth.com. That's mymiddle-earth.com.